Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What are the biggest decisions or choices we have to make in this life? And what is the biggest influence we have in making those choices? You know, the best choices in life are not always the easiest ones, but when we look to God's Word for guidance and choose to obey, we are choosing life over death. With more on this, here's Deborah Ross with insight on choosing God's best.
Do you have some prayers that you'd like to get answered? If you feel like you're in a rut, if you're stuck in dysfunction, if you're in a mess, if you're at a crossroads or confused or maybe feeling rejection, I know the secret to being an overcomer. The secret is choose life. Choose life. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life. And you know, your seed is your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. God wants us to choose life so that we can create a heritage of godliness throughout the generations. Because when God looks at us, He doesn't just see us. He sees the future. He sees our children, our grandchildren. He sees nations. He sees communities. He sees churches. And so when we choose life, we help to create life in our community and in our world and in our families. And so, you know, here in America, we're all about making choices in America. We love to make our own choice. We love to be able to pull up to the drive-thru at the fast food restaurant and order that sandwich with just the right things on it that we want to have it our way. We want to have it fast. We want it to be hot. And we want to choose our own thing. God gives us, He gives us the ability to make our own choices. And in America, we have the freedom to make our own choices. But, you know, sometimes we make choices that are really good, and sometimes we make choices that are pretty good. And then sometimes we make choices that are bad, and then sometimes we make choices that are just really ugly. And God says He wants us to choose life. And His Word is our It's our map for choosing life. So when we come to Christ just as we are. We come to Christ and we surrender our life to Him. And He makes us brand new. He says the old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. And the seed of God comes to live inside of us, the Holy Spirit of God. And then as we feed the Holy Spirit with the Word of God orders our steps. And as the Word of God orders our steps, then we have to be obedient to what the Word is telling us to do, because if we obey what the Word tells us to do, we live in the blessing, and we want to live in the blessing. God wants us to live in the blessing. He is for us. He is not against us. Now, friend, every little choice that we make in life, every little choice that we make in life really becomes the sum total of our life as we see it. So in other words, where we are right now is pretty much from the choices that we've made in the past. So if we want our life to be different than it is right now, we need to make some different choices in our life. And again, the Lord, if we make wrong choices, God is faithful. He will forgive us of our sins, and He will wash our sins under the blood. But sometimes our choices have consequences. And the Lord says, you know, even though I forgive you, I would rather that you make a good choice. That way, you don't have to suffer consequences because I love you. That's what He's saying. I love you. And in our culture today, there's a very tough truth that I want to share with you. And this is tough because we don't really think about things in today's terms. When we read our Bible, so often we gloss over things that we read and we think, oh, well, yeah, I've got that, or yeah, I believe that, or whatever. But we don't really apply it to our everyday life. So I want to point some things out to you that are kind of tough. But I just pray that you'll ask the Lord to reveal to you what He's saying through this. You know, in our society, we watch movies, we listen to radio, we watch television, we look at magazines and newspapers and all these different things that influence us in our choices. And these different forms of media, or maybe our friends or our culture that we live in, our communities, they don't always tell us about the consequences of our choices. They tell us about, oh, it's going to be, you know, you're going to have this, you're going to have fun, we're going to do this, and everybody's doing it. But they don't tell us about the consequences. Let's take, for example, smoking or drinking or adultery or fornication or gambling or abortion or bitterness or drugs or sexual perversity. And I know these are hard-hitting, but, you know, we don't think about the consequences until a loved one gets cancer. We don't think about the consequences until a child is killed by a drunk driver. We don't think about the consequences until a close friend gets divorced because of unfaithfulness, or maybe because we get divorced because of unfaithfulness. We don't think about the consequences because until maybe a teen is infected with STD. We don't think about the consequences until you lose your home because of gambling. Or maybe a woman struggles her whole life with forgiving herself after having an abortion. Nobody tells you that part. They just tell you, you know, everybody's doing it. Or maybe if somebody contracts AIDS, you know, we don't think about the consequences. We don't think about the consequences of addiction, of drugs and alcohol, and sometimes even prescription drugs, until addiction ruins a life. And for many people, there's bitterness. And we don't think about the consequences of bitterness until we look back and we've noticed that our whole life is gone and we've spent our whole life being bitter about the past instead of living in the present. Friend, these are all tricks of the enemy. The devil would have us choose the wrong thing because he wants to put us into bondage. But Jesus wants to set us free. He wants to set us free from bondage, and he wants us to have the power to make good choices. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we do have that power to make good choices. You know, even from the beginning of time, God gave us a choice. If we look at Genesis, and we look at Genesis 1, it says, "So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." God made us in his image. He made us like himself, and he gave us dominion. He gave us a choice. We can choose. He gave Adam the choice to choose what he's going to name the animals. He gave Adam and Eve the choice to love him back. To love him back. Did you know that love is not a feeling, it's a choice? Love is not a feeling, it's a choice. And we have a choice to love God back. We have a choice to love others. Genesis 2 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat of it, thereof thou wilt surely die." And, you know, even in the garden, I'm thinking, you know, it would really perplex me to think about, Lord, why was this tree in that garden? Why was the tree there? If that tree just hadn't have been there, we wouldn't have all this mess that we have. But you see, God gave us a choice. Here was Adam and Eve in this beautiful garden that everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. There was only one choice, and the choice was, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you do, you'll die. And so God loves us. He loves us, but he gives us a choice. Now, John 15:16 says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Did you know that Jesus chose us? He chose us. But you know what? We still have a choice. Because even though he chose us, then we have the ability to receive that invitation or to reject it. And that, my friend, is a choice. So, yes, he chose us first, but again, we have a choice to say yes or no. And I'm looking at Matthew 22:1-14. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle. Have I butchered and everything is ready? Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you can find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests." And then it goes down to say, "For many are invited, but few are chosen." Now, friend, let's look at this passage of Scripture in light of making choices. You know, God has His servants. He has those who believe in Christ, who are born again. And those servants are going out into all the world, and they're telling others about the good news of Jesus Christ. But then when they tell that good news, the people that hear, are they going to say, "Oh, well, we're too busy. We have work to do. We can't go to church on Sunday because that's our only day to sleep"? Or are they going to say yes, because they have a choice? And God says, if they don't listen, then go to the street corners and tell them. If they won't listen, go to the prisons and tell them. Go and tell and invite them to the wedding. Friend, the Lord is calling out to every person in the world. Every person in the world. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. Everyone is called. It's a whosoever is called, but few are chosen. So God is saying, many are called, but few are chosen. He doesn't mean that He's only going to choose this one, or only going to choose that one, or only going to choose this one. He says, no, I'm calling, my word is going forth. He says, who will say, "Lord, choose me"? Who will say, "Lord, choose me"? I want to be chosen. You see, God wants to bless you, my friend. God wants you whole. God wants your family whole. He wants you to choose life, and choosing life starts out by saying yes to Jesus, saying, "Yes, I surrender, I choose to be chosen." And then once you choose to be chosen, if you are a born-again child of the King, then we choose as to whether we obey the Word, obey the Holy Spirit, and choose life, because God's Word is a roadmap that teaches us how to walk and choose life in our everyday situations. And the Lord wants us to choose life because He loves us. Again, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Friend, I pray that you will begin to choose life, that you'll say, "Lord, choose me. I choose to be chosen," that you'll cast all of your worries at the feet of Jesus, all of your brokenness at the feet of Jesus, all of your life at the feet of Jesus, all of your heart at the feet of Jesus. And I just pray that you will consider God's word in every choice.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to deborahrossministries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at deborahrossministries.org.